I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today we're talking to Rocco and Gloria. They live in Ann Arbor, and it was a beautiful day as I drove up to meet them. I interviewed them in their house, with the windows open, so you might be able to hear some bird song or some cars drive by. And the topic of our conversation was art, because Rocco and Gloria are artists. Now, if you ask them about their art, how they got started, if they did it growing up, or even how they met, they'll give you short, concise answers. Gloria and Rocco met 25 years ago in Ann Arbor, and they've been together ever since. Rocco is primarily a painter, and Gloria is primarily a photographer. But if you ask them about their nonprofit gallery, The Gallery Project, the conversation lights up. Rocco and Gloria almost finish each other's sentences, doubling back to previous ideas, reminding each other of old memories. And there are a lot of good memories attached to The Gallery Project because it was the very first gallery that Rocco and Gloria opened back in 2005.
Yes, first without time. Training.
Without training.
We just...
That's why we call it The Gallery Project.
Because we were the project.
Right? But you know, when you're at something for 10 years, you learn something. You learn on the job. And we really learned a lot because we studied. We visited galleries in New York and Chicago even before we started, just to see what the different models were. And we decided we're not going to be a commercial gallery. We're going to do something different.
So we never planned to make money and sell art.
No.
But the goal was to gather a group of different voices and thinkers, bring them together, and let other people see them too, you know. And they enjoyed seeing and interacting with each other.
Because we were independent, we were different than like a commercial gallery or a university gallery, because we could go to different universities. We had no formal connections with anyone, but we had informal connections with everyone.
And we were very careful to avoid the formal connections.
Gloria and Rocco wanted to create their gallery on their own terms, even when it came to the artwork that filled its walls. They would ask maybe unorthodox artists for their work.
There was a wonderful set of photographs in National Geographic, and we just called the photographer, and he said, sure,
I'll send you somewhere.
And he said, you don't have much money, I'll just send them flat, you can put them behind plexiglass, that'll save shipping.
We're both kind of courageous that way. We called up, we see an article, Gloria reads the science section of the New York Times, we call up a professor at MIT who's imaging the brain. Oh, we'd like to have your images in a show that we're doing called Unseen. You know, and so people are in an art exhibit, they're seeing images of the brain that no one in the world has ever seen before, and they're in our little show.
And he was doing this interesting thing of crowdsourcing.
Gloria and Rocco become more and more excited as they list off previous gallery projects and remember all the artists that they contacted throughout the years and all the installations of their work. And again, sometimes it's artists in the traditional sense of the word, painters, photographers, sculptors. Other times it's the work of journalists, clothing designers, maybe a hummingbird specialist or an anti-drone organization. I may be curious to see how Rocco and Gloria would define the word art. It's a hard question to ask and even a harder question to answer.
And I'll just use words like expansive, heartfelt.
Yeah. Well, and because they're... Oh,
I don't know.
I was just thinking...
That's a hard one.
I know. We met so many different kinds of people. Like, I was thinking of Christian Velicky, who doesn't like to think of content at all. We were way over.
Kristen is an artist who works with ceramics and metal. She was featured in the Gallery Project show titled Surface, and she helped inspire Gloria on this answer.
I think you could feel it when someone hits some wellspring in themselves, whether it was Kristen who would say, content, I don't know how to do, you know, but some of her work, you felt that she hit some place in herself and it poured out from there. To me, that's the only art that's interesting. And it doesn't need to look like anything.
Or have the label of this is art.
Yeah.
And I sort of interrupted you because I was just thinking about that wellspring.
I was just thinking we had a show called Minimal Maximum, which was, you know, that we assumed that minimalism has no content. It's not really true in terms of the way some people were doing it. There was a lot of, you know, in the materials, in the way the materials were treated, and how it can, you know, there's an aspect to it that we want to make sure people understand.
The Gallery Project has changed throughout the years. Back when it opened in 2005, it was a brick-and-mortar building in Ann Arbor. They've since left the building, and now they're doing pop-up gallery projects in different cities. They've come to Toledo, They've been in Detroit. They've got a show coming up in Hamtramck. But they don't seem too nervous to put new gallery project shows on the schedule.
I still think we're in this regional model, you know, where we're trying to, you know, do gallery project in different cities. Although we want to make sure we have the right show.
One thing when we had gallery project, we never just assumed we would keep going, but every year toward the end of the year, we would give ourselves a couple of months to just talk about, you know, do we still have reasons we want to do this? And so,
You have to sign up for it. You have to find something you really want to do. You just can't do it pro forma. It has to be something, yes, this is a show we want to do.
But you never want it to feel like just another one.
No, we don't want it to be just, you don't have to do that. We've done a lot, done enough. I mean, it has to be the right show.
So I guess it's just the same process as being between, but we don't feel that there's any rush. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just have to wait to see what Rocco and Gloria will be up to next. I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.